And I want to know whether I was in the right or wrong in this situation.
Hello, hello.
Okay. So as you know, obviously, new job, the girls are at a new school, and my girls are very sporty. So honestly, it's just been a nightmare trying to find all the different teams of, the different sports that they want to participate in.
And you get involved in a lot, don't you?
And they love it. They love it. And it's hard at this age trying to get them into teams. I mean, a lot of the time, teams are full. I mean, we tried to two different AFL clubs and both of them were full. So we've gone to another one that doesn't have necessarily enough numbers. And anyway, we might be combining with another club. That's another story. But anyway, at training yesterday afternoon, so the coach, he's a lovely, lovely guy. Now, I wouldn't necessarily say he's quietly spoken, but he's certainly not one of these big, loud, bellowing, come on, kids, kind of coaches. He's just a nice guy. So Josie is in the under-15s AFL team, and they combine their training with the under-13s as well because low numbers.
Oh, right.
Here they are. They've done their whole training. And at the end of the training, he's called all the girls over and he said, and a few of the parents were there too. There was about four of us standing around. So he starts talking to the girls about the fact that, yes, we might have to combine with another team. He's giving us the rundown of what's happening over the next few weeks to the parents as well. But the whole time he's speaking, there was a group of about three girls standing off to one side and they're all talking amongst themselves and not even listening to him.
Well, it's all admin stuff. What were they wanting?
No, it's important info for the team. And then there's another two girls. They're standing on this metal plate kind of thing that's in the ground, like a hole for the council or whatever. So here they are with their footy boots.
Tapping away.
Just like making a noise on the thing. And I'm just standing there just about losing my mind because I'm thinking, no one's listening to him. There are about three girls listening. And the parents.
But you said he doesn't have a big bellowing voice or a demanding presence, and it's mostly admin stuff that only his parents should be worrying about, isn't it?
No, no. But it's the girls as well because the fact is that the 15s are going to have to combine with a whole nother team. So there's a lot of, not necessarily all the kids might want to do that. Anyway, so he's having this important conversation. You got three girls over there flapping their chops to each other and then these kids on the grades.
Yeah,
and in the end,
that'd be annoying.
And obviously Josie's just new to this team. But in the end, I couldn't stand it anymore, and I've just gone, girls, your coach is speaking.
Wow.
Listen up. Exactly like
Miss
that.
Miss Thing, hello?
Yeah. Well, I can't handle this poor guy has given up his time to come and coach these kids, and the least they can do is listen to him when he's speaking. I know they're kids. I get all that. But I cannot handle bad manners and disrespect.
I'm reckoning the other parents probably would have loved to have done the same thing, but I've been in that situation where you don't want to be the one, making a fuss or putting the spotlight on you, and because everyone looks to you, don't they? Everyone, all eyes probably went to you, didn't they?
Well, but they did. And I'm sure one of the kids apparently said, oh, whose mum's that?
Oh.
So Josie obviously was not overly happy with me.
No.
Because, she's new to the team and I just couldn't stand it. Well, I'm there in support of the coach.
Yeah, I know.
Just basically saying, kids,
and
shut
you got
your
guts.
Pie holes. Well,
I was
cranky because I just thought, I just felt so sorry for him. It's just like hardly anybody's listening to him. So, I cracked and I just said, girls, listen, your coach is speaking. Was I in the right? Was I in the wrong? I don't know. Should I have just shut up? What do you think?
I would have shut up.
Yeah, you wouldn't have said anything.
Well, it's not my domain, not my place, the coach has got to keep control of his team. But, I mean, you're game to do that, but I'm not a confrontive person. So.
Yeah, well, look, okay, I'll put a little bit more perspective on it. I have had quite a few phone conversations with this coach in the last couple of weeks about the logistics and the teams and, obviously just chatting about what's going to happen. And he did actually say to me, he mentioned to me one time, he goes, trying to keep these girls in order. So he'd kind of expressed to me that he was having a bit of trouble keeping them all in order. And, and
you might find yourself getting the assistant coaching job.
No, I don't want that. Josie had sort of said to me, a lot of the girls aren't listening or whatever. Just to, our quiet conversation that we had in the car on the way home. So I guess that was in the back of my mind and I just – yeah, was feeling sorry for him and wanted to support him. But, yeah, she wasn't happy with me.
Yeah, to save embarrassment for your daughter, you should have butted out.
Yeah, okay. Seriously, all right, Ellie. Zinc family, weigh in. Should I have shut up or was I in the right to get up the kids and tell them to listen up to the coach? Tennille, what do you reckon? Should I have shut my mouth or was I right in supporting the coach?
No, you definitely shouldn't. You should have definitely said something.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Would you do that, Tennille? Yeah. Are you a game person?
Yes. Actually, the other night, my four-year-old and myself went to the movies and my son was the youngest one there. And there was probably like nine and up ages, and they just spoke the whole entire time.
Oh, that's annoying.
The movie. That's so frustrating.
Do you get people crackling the chip packet during quiet parts of the movie, and you feel like looking around and I glare at them? I don't say anything because I'm not going because I don't want to cop abuse, but wow, it's game to actually say anything. I couldn't do it.
So, what happened to Neil when you were at the movies?
Oh, well, I actually went up to them and I'm like, if you guys don't shush, I'm going to. You know, I'm going to get you guys kicked out.
Wow.
And they said to me, okay, Karen.
Oh, little mongrels.
Okay, Karen. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And did they be quiet then?
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
so frustrating.
They spoke even more after I said that. I'm like, okay.
And that's the problem. There's no respect. They actually, you know, it makes it even more worse. And that's why you don't want to do the confrontation in the first place.
No. Yes. I'm just like, oh. So I went down and told the cinema lady.
Yep.
And yeah, she came up and told them to shush. Oh, we'll kick you out. And they just spoke the whole entire time.
Yeah. Did the cinemas give you your money back?
No, she actually gave me a free chocolate bag.
Oh, that's nice.
She's like, you have to deal with that. Here you go. Here's this for
next
free.
Next time, get your camera out, photograph them and said, right. I've got your photos.
No, that's I wouldn't do that.
Is that going too far, is it?
That's going too far.
All right.
But, Tennille, I salute you. Good on you because, you know, they just need to have some manners.
Yeah.
Good on you, Dad.
Thanks for backing me up, sister.
I spent my money, I spent my time, you know.
That's right.
We were there to watch the movie and, yeah.
Yeah, good on you. So now, one thing I did appreciate about COVID, you didn't have to worry about going to the cinema and other people talking. You sit at home and, if you know, people do talk at home during the movie, you glare at them.
And you glare at your own kids.
Yeah, your family.
And your wife.
don't glare at the family. No, I wouldn't be game to. But anyway.
I tell you what, I know I might sound like an old...
Nana?
Well, I don't know. Showing my... I just can't handle lack of respect and bad manners. You know, I remember years ago, I'd moved down to Sydney. We lived down in Sydney for a few years. And in the time I used to play touch footy for a club up here... So by the time I came back in that 4 years, I reckon, you know, like phones had really majorly come in a big way. Every teenager seemed to have a phone. And the first season I had back there, I'll never forget it, at the semi-final, this girl texted the coach about 15 minutes before we were due to go on the field and said, yeah, no, I'm not playing tonight.
Oh,
she texts the coach.
Bad form.
And I just thought, what is happening in the world? We would never have been game to A, not play, or you would have been a major phone call saying...
Comes down to respect.
Really sorry.
It's exactly. Respect, Ellie.